I'm Steve Clark with the peripatetic Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is what's bugging you. Here you are, you've gone a little walkabout.
I did. On a really steamy afternoon, I went to one of my favorite haunts along the James River. Which? And I had a camera in hand, and I took the whole afternoon and got some wonderful photos.
Well, I saw some of the photographs on your Facebook page. They're remarkable. What are some of these bugs?
Well, I managed to get some nice close-ups of damselflies mating. They have this odd position they engage in called the wheel position, where the male clasps the female behind the neck with a special pair of claspers, and then she reaches forward with her abdomen and connects the front of his abdomen, and it looks like a little heart with their long, slender abdomens curved just so. There were lots of butterflies out, most of them moving way too quickly for me, but I managed to capture images of a few skippers, and I got a nice photo of a longhorn beetle, a little tiny guy just perched on a leaf, a little speckled guy, absolutely handsome insect.
Will he get bigger?
No.
Just the range for this.
In these insects that develop by whole metaboly, where they have the egg, larva, pupa, and adult, the young insect is a larva. Once it reaches the adult stage, that's it. That's as big as it's going to get.
Right.
And some insects, there's quite a size range in the adult stage. And other insects, it's pretty constant. It really depends on the species and their particular physiology and adaptations. I also ran into some nice harvestmen action. I know they're not insects, but I'm always interested in all arthropods. And so they were out there in force.
I also saw some harvestmen this last week on the fence line. And they were gathered together and swarming around the top of one post.
Really?
Yeah. And I kept waiting to get a picture. They wouldn't all show up in the frame at the same time.
They're interesting animals, and I can tell that I'm sort of catching them late in the season because I didn't see a one that had the full complement of 8 legs.
Oh.
They all had 6 legs. And it was neither symmetrical either. They couldn't even pull themselves off as insects. They'd be missing a front leg and then a rear leg. They're interesting animals, and watching them feed, they're scavengers on other insects, and they'll be feeding on plant exudates. Sometimes you'd see mating pairs, although I didn't get any photographs of that sort of activity this trip. I got some nice shots of a little tiny weevil known as the cocklebur weevil, and they're fire engine red with very distinct black markings.
I like the heads of weevils.
The rostrum, the long snout.
Yeah, the snout and the way that the shape of the thing is very the sculptural.
Oh, weevils are fascinating, and there are more weevils virtually than any other kind of beetle. Saw some lady beetle larvae. We've talked about Harmonia axyritis before, the multicolored Asian lady beetle.
Yes, my plague.
Your plague? Well, just to let you know, there's probably another bumper crop coming along because I saw the larvae of that species all over the place. Lots of fireflies, too.
Mine are flying about 9 to 12 inches off the ground and by the hundreds.
Well, we should talk more about fireflies in an upcoming segment because this is a banner year for fireflies.
And I'm wondering why. Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page with those photographs at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.